Whistler RCMP nabbed 8 impaired drivers from November 8 to 14, all late at night or in the early morning. 5 out of 8 of the drivers were visitors to the resort. 3 told police they hadn't consumed any alcohol. In 6 of the investigations, drivers failed breath sample tests and received a 90-day driving prohibition, as well as having their car impounded for 30 days. In the other 2 investigations, the drivers showed signs of impairment but their breath samples registered as worn, prompting police to issue 1 3-day and 1 24-hour driving prohibition. The 8 encounters were part of 100 files opened by local police from November 8 to 14. Police seek alleged jacket thieves. 2 men and a woman allegedly stole a North Face pullover jacket from a store located at the 4300 block of Main Street on November 13 at about 11 a.m. But police say that might not be all they took. The trio was also spotted in several athletic and outdoor shops the day before and the day of the alleged theft. Whistler Blackcomb also suspects the same 3 people might have taken other items from stores. The mountain operator is working with police to identify and locate the alleged thieves in the hopes they don't steal from any other stores. Fraudulent credit cards appear in mail. Police received a call on November 6 after someone found 3 credit cards and a credit card application in the mail, all in their name, only they hadn't applied for any. The complainant didn't lose any money, but police urged them to follow up with their bank and Service Canada to find out how their personal information got in the hands of fraudsters. The banks involved are following up, police said in a release. Police, impressed, after winter tire check. Police recently stopped about 500 vehicles at different check stops in the Whistler area to ensure they had winter tires. Only 1 vehicle received a notice and order for having summer tires. Members also provided information to several drivers on acceptable tire tread depth, according to a release. Overall, members were impressed with the number of vehicles equipped with winter tires. On top of having appropriate tires, police also urge drivers to winterize their vehicles, pack an emergency kit, learn and practice winter driving techniques, plan their trip, let friends or family know the plan, and check road and weather conditions, remove snow from vehicle before each trip, allow extra time and adjust to conditions, avoid overdrive and cruise control when the road is slippery. Make sure cell phones are charged for emergencies. Winter seemed to happen overnight this year, said Corporal Angela Kermer of the Sea to Sky RCMP, in a release. We don't have control over the weather conditions, but we can sure prepare ourselves with proper equipment and safe driving choices. We also need to remember that we can't rely on others to be making the same safe choices, so situational awareness is very important as we travel. Police ask anyone with any information regarding the above files to contact the Whistler RCMP at 604-932-3044, or contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS, or go to the website www.solvecrime.ca.